Well, when I saw that a key to the city had been given out this past week to a very special administrator within the city ranks, I told Lucas, I was like, we've got to get him in here. I was telling, so Chief Mike Blackman, who has been the fire chief here for the city of Rock Hill, how many years have you been the fire chief, Mike? Okay, but he is retiring this coming Saturday?
Tomorrow.
It's
my last day.
He came to Rock Hill in 77 as with his career with the fire department. And I told Lucas, I said, he was, and I don't even, you probably don't even remember this, but when we were young reporters over at CN2, I knew that if there was something that I needed fire related or if something happened, that we would pick up the phone, we would call you, and you would always say, yes, come on over. We're here, or meet me here. And you were actually one of my first interviews, my very first week out of the gate. So I remember many of those people. I still get to see many of those people. And so when I saw that, I was like, Lucas, we got to get him in here. So I'm so glad that you are swinging by our microphones this morning. And we just want to say congrats and thank you for the service that you've done. So like I mentioned, you started your career with the Rock Hill Fire Department back in 1977, and you started off as a firefighter, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Was that a calling? Like, did you feel like, or how did you get there? What was your path to get you
know,
there?
Back then, everybody knew everybody. And so my family knew most of the people at the fire department, the chiefs and whatnot. And I went to Winthrop for 1 year.
Okay.
My mom and dad wanted me to go to college. Nobody else in the family had ever been. Back then, you didn't go to college much. And so I did, and I was ready to get in the workforce. So I applied at Rock Hill Fire Department because I knew several that went to our church, and they had some openings. And I didn't get a call at first. It took a while before I got a call. I really forgot about it. I was already working somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I never wanted – I hate to say it like this, but I never grew up wanting to be a firefighter.
Okay.
I mean, I had a great respect for them because I knew a lot of them, and it was very interesting to me. But I just never thought it would fit me. So, you know, I always thought I was going to be a baseball player and play in the pros, but it wasn't good enough. So I had to go to work somewhere. So, of course, there's several that had been pulling for me, and I ended up getting a call. And then I started in 77.
Yeah, and the rest is history, right?
It is. Here we are all these years later.
And so you became the chief in what year? What year was that?
2002.
2002. And that was when I started at CN2.
So there you go.
There you go. That's funny.
We got some smile songs on the air.
Yes. So, and I, off the microphone when we were kind of chatting, you said it was almost like having two different careers. Explain what you mean by that and how that's different and what you loved about both.
Well, the 2448 I really liked, and that was in suppression. That's the guys that's going to run medical calls and put out the fires and a lot of other things that we do. And that was real exciting to me, especially as a 19-year-old, because I was 19 when I started there. And so I did that and moved all the way up from firefighter 1 to battalion chief. Was still on 2448. And so the first 20-plus years of my career, I was in suppression. And then the last 23 years, I was in administration, which is under the fire chief. And it's two different jobs. It's two different careers. It's just two different ways of doing business. But I sometimes do look back and wish I'd have stayed on the truck. And it's a lot of camaraderie. You know, we eat together. We sleep together. We just we're there 24.
You're a team.
We are. And we get real close. We raise our family together, and the family comes up there. I mean, we get really, really close. And that's what I like most about the fire department is the relationships. It's, you know, you'll always have them.
What is a typical schedule for a firefighter like for those listeners who might not really understand the rigorous part of that schedule?
Now, we do a lot of training. We have to be certified in everything we do, either through the state or the federal. And so training is constant all week. Usually what we have is a work schedule from 8 to 5. And when we say a work schedule from 8 to 5, that's when we're doing our training. That's when we're doing, maybe cleaning up. We may be doing some maintenance on trucks and things like that. We're always busy with some assigned tasks. After 5 o'clock, they can sit back and do what they want to as long as they catch the calls. And most of them cook, and they start that up. It's just like being at home. And after 5 o'clock, it's fun.
Yeah.
It really is. And they cook it, and we're eating. And some of them will go their way watching TV. Some of them go in here and do whatever.
Now, did you learn how to cook there? Did you already learn how to cook?
I knew a little. Now, one thing about it, at the fire department, If you can't cook, that hurts your feelings in a minute.
I mean, to say.
You got one try. If you mess up something, it's over.
And what's your specialty? What's your specialty, Chief Blackman?
I like country. I like the I like country eating, you know, just
like meat and three
kind of
eating.
That's it.
Oh, that's good. I would have, if I was working there, I'd have to fix spaghetti. Like, that's something that it's pretty easy. I mean, I've got a pretty good sauce recipe, but it feeds a lot of people too. I mean, it's a lot
of guys, and it's
easy to cook.
It is.
You know? So, but I couldn't be a firefighter for that one reason. I don't cook.
Oh, really?
Well, Chief Blackman, what are you hoping to take into retirement? What are you going to miss? And then what are you hoping for your future?
You know, I've been asked that. I've been asked why, you know, why I stayed so long in this. And it's hard to walk away from the relationships. I keep saying that. But I got some really good relationships. And it makes me feel like that I won't see them as much as I normally would. Mm-hmm. And it kind of bothers you a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, my thing is that I've had my time here. I've had my say. And when I walk away, I'm not going to be one of those that's going to, you know, come back and talk or say anything different. I'm going to support the department. And if they need some help, and I got a lot of history, I told them they can call me.
And I'm sure they will.
Right.
It's a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah. You know, we've done a lot in my career, but it's not on what I did. I really believe in that. I mean, city council, city man supported us. You know, we started building stations from the time I got there as the chief, and we got caught up, and all that come into play because they supported us. And I got some good people in the department that really make me look good, and they do the work, and I just get the credit. You know, it's like that, and you know, it bothers you a little bit sometimes because I want to make sure they get the credit too. But when you got good people, it just makes it a lot easier. I've always had some good people up to work with.
And the way our community has grown since 1977, how many fire departments were here in 1977 versus how many we have now?
We had three stations.
Wow.
And now we got six stations, and then we got a training facility, and then we got the headquarters station and the museum's there too.
Yeah. How did it make you feel when they told you you were getting that key to the city?
I didn't know. David really pulled one over on me. we got a project going on, and I'm thinking, you know, I thought I'd coast a little bit. And so he calls me up like a day or so before that and says, we got this project going on, which it is, and working with a developer, and he wanted me to get some statistics for the mayor. So I worked on that thing, you know, I spent some time on it.
So you had to work.
And I was ready to go. And he said, he's probably not going to ask you anything that is not in that questionnaire. I said, okay, because sometimes they throw you off a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I was ready, prepared to answer all his questions. And so I had my notes and things there. And I don't know, I just didn't, it didn't register anything about being the key to the city or anything like that. I didn't do a retirement party. I just don't like to be the center of attention like that. I got criticized a little bit for it, but you know, I went out and met with my guys. It took me 18 times to go out to meet with them.
To see everybody.
That's right. Yeah.
About 2 hours apiece is a lot in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And that was more personal to me. And so having a party, they just come in and out. You can't hardly get to know, you know, you can't hardly shake a few hands and that's it. So, but when I got there, I still thought that I was going to present. And when the mayor called me up there, he started saying something about my retirement. So in my mind, you know, you got to realize when I'm in front of the mayor and the council, I'm a little on edge.
Yeah, sure, of course.
I'm still representing
the
department.
Yeah, you're boss.
I don't want to. I want to represent the department well.
Well, right.
And so I get up there, and he mentions something about the retirement, and I'm still thinking that's good. He's going to say a few comments, and then he's going to want me to answer some questions. And then I didn't realize that I didn't know that people started coming in, and some of my family too, and friends, and some of the guys. I never seen them come in behind me until he called me up there, and then he pulled out the plaque.
And he told you to turn around.
And when I turned around, there they were. And so that it was really a surprise. Yeah. It really was.
Well, that's a true testament to the work that you've done, and you are humble. I mean, you've always been very kind and humble, and I think that speaks a lot for your character that you actually went around and did that and wanted to see your guys, and you know, that's what made you such a great personable chief. So we thank you, and we appreciate all the service that you and your guys do. I know that, you know, I would be remiss, and you would want me to say your guys as well, and your women. You've got some women that work for you as well, so thank you for all that you do in leading that charge. For 47 years. And we hope that you have a great retirement.
Thank you.
You can swing by these microphones anytime. How about
that? How about that? Manion's already talked to me about coming back.
Yes. So absolutely.
I did straight talk the other day.
So thank you again for seeing us on Palmetto Mornings. And Lucas also sends his regards, and he said he would get with you when he got back into town. So thank you again, Chief Blackman, and enjoy your retirement.
Thank you.